Hello, welcome to BBC Bite Size with the naked scientists, Chris Smith and Kat Arney. In part one, we talked about the structure of cells and how some cells have evolved specialised structures to do specific jobs. Well, in part two, we'll be finding out how things get into and then out of cells again. So, Kat, what's going on here?
There's two ways that things get into and out of cells across the cell membrane. The first is diffusion, which is the movement of molecules and gases, and the other's osmosis, and that's the movement of water.
Okay, well, let's kick off with diffusion. So what's that?
Diffusion is simply what happens when gas particles or dissolved molecules in solution spread. They move from a region where there's a high concentration of particles to a low one. And you can experience this yourself the next time someone's cooking. Well, you'll notice the smell from the kitchen travels around the house. Basically, particles will travel along a concentration gradient.
Which is what?
A concentration gradient means there's one area with high concentration of that molecule and another area with a low concentration. So the molecules move from the high area to the low area. So in the case of a cell, if there's a high concentration of something outside the cell compared with inside, then the molecules will move across the cell membrane into the cell.
Okay, can you give me some examples of how that happens?
Well, take the gut. Your gut breaks down food into small molecules such as proteins, fats and carbohydrates. Because these are at high concentration in your gut and at relatively low concentration in your bloodstream, the food molecules will move out of your gut and into the blood capillaries that wind around your intestines.
And other examples?
Well, there's your lungs. When you breathe in, you take in air that's got a relatively high concentration of oxygen in it compared with the level of oxygen in your blood that's passing through your lungs. So oxygen diffuses from the air that's in your lungs into your blood, which is a good thing, otherwise you wouldn't last very long.
No, sure. But what about getting water into cells?
Well, this happens by osmosis, which is just the scientific name for water moving across a cell membrane.
So what do you need for that to happen?
Similar to diffusion, you need a concentration gradient. And this has to be two solutions with different concentrations of molecules dissolved in them, separated by a partially permeable membrane.
And what exactly is that?
That's just a membrane that lets some molecules, such as water, pass through it, but not others, such as proteins or sugars.
So which way does the water actually go under those circumstances?
In osmosis, water's going to move from a less concentrated or more dilute solution to a more concentrated or less dilute solution across the membrane. Now, imagine you have some orange squash made with lots and lots of squash concentrate and only a little bit of water. And then you have some squash made with lots and lots of water and only a little bit of concentrate. If you separated these two solutions with a membrane, the water would move from the side with lots of water and a little squash into the more concentrated side.
But what happens when the concentration is the same on both sides eventually?
Well, that's a good question. At that point, there's no concentration gradient anymore, so there's no pull for the water to move. So there'll be no bulk movement of water from one side to the other at all.
Sounds cool, but why is osmosis important?
Well, it's really important, fundamentally important to life. But for example, take plants. They take up water through their roots by osmosis, and this helps to keep the plant cells nice and stiff and firm, or turgid, to use the correct term, and that helps to support the structure of the plant.